Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
No, Marcos, we don't got time for it today, man. I don't, you know, we got to get back, baby. I mean, I really murdered that clock.
Wow.
Hey, dude.
I apologize.
Hey, so.
I apologize.
A tree fell in my damn pool.
What?
Well, wow. One of those big, like.
The ones you have, like, in the corner?
Was anyone around to hear it?
What? Minus one.
What?
No. Chicanery.
That's good.
Minus one.
So I go to pull it out of the pool, and one of the dogs decides he wants to go for a ride.
Ooh.
So he gets on the tree and rides it as I pull it. I'm like, what are you doing?
It's like Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Right.
That's good. That's fun.
Wow.
Wow, Leroy, you got trees falling in your pool? Does that mean it's picking up?
It's breezy out there. I'm not, like, it hasn't rained as much as they said, because they made it sound like it was going to be 3 to 6 inches of rain. And it hasn't rained because maybe, and sometimes it's a good thing when it's really windy, it doesn't rain for long periods of time because it just flows right through. And also things dry up quickly when it gets wet. So, other than that, yeah, it was a nice tree. I'm surprised nobody saw it.
Apparently, so, according to Marcos, nobody heard it.
Didn't make a sound then. Doesn't make a sound.
Minus one.
No, it just stop making those things.
Okay.
Minus one.
I printed something out on my printer.
Hmm?
And my dog tried to attack the printer.
The baby?
Dre.
Oh.
Yeah, Dre. He's like, he looked back. He said, I got this.
Good guard dog.
Back not baby up. No more. That is a big dog now.
Oh, yeah. Marco saw him.
Did he?
He's huge. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't like, my dogs are nice. They just, only one barks like he going to eat your face off. But
Greg says on the chat, we 100% need to draft a QB. We need a guy who can be ready right away. I'd love to get Cam or Manning.
Okay, question. Ooh. Hold on. Like, this is what I love about comments like this. Have you looked around the league and in the last couple of years, how many quarterbacks have gone right in and played and done well? Of all the quarterbacks that have been drafted. So, say the last 15 quarterbacks, maybe one. And he's not having a good year so far this year, and that's C.J. Stroud.
He's doing all right.
Who else has come in, and been good consistently the whole time? None.
I don't think that's the attitude that like you want to have, though. Like if it's one of these,
you're not going to find that guy, though. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, but
so
I think,
stop acting like you could just go draft a guy to take over your team tomorrow.
I'm just telling you,
it doesn't exist.
I don't like the things that I was feeling when I saw this Photoshop online today, because I sent it to Marcos. I didn't send it to you because you would have poo-pooed our fun. But I didn't like how good this felt when I saw this Photoshop of Cam Ward all dolphined up. Ooh. I was like,
and the aqua and orange. What number is he wearing?
You said that about the last two.
Wow.
Who? Quarterbacks.
Oh, come on. You know this is different, though, dude. Come on.
No. Again.
Come on, dude. Come on, dude.
Hold on. It may be different, but this is now the second or third time you've said this with a quarterback out of Miami in recent years.
Not to draft him.
Oh.
Never said that.
Are you? Oh.
Never said that.
Okay.
This guy's making me feel feelings, dude. He is.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to say what those feelings are, but I'm thinking them.
Okay.
I'm thinking them.
You know? You rats off a ship on Tua?
Well, rats off a ship on Tua. That is nothing. One thing has nothing to do with the other. I don't even know if Tua's going to. Because I don't even know if Tua's going to continue playing football. All I'm just saying is I saw that and I was like, oh. You know?
Okay.
I was like, lecherous. You got to admit, it looks sharp in that jersey. You know? That's a good look.
Yeah. I'm afraid, though, man. Stock is rising with every week. We may not be able to get them.
That's true. That is true.
Well, actually, the way that this team's going, we may be able to
get. Believe me, there's some teams that are a lot worse than the Miami Dolphins.
Not many.
Yeah, statistically not many.
Statistically not many.
Right, okay. Well, at this moment.
Yeah, at this moment.
Over over the last couple of years.
Okay, but we're talking about, I'm not talking about the last couple of years. I'm talking about this moment.
After week three, yes, they're at the bottom of it.
At week three, and you wouldn't even let me put importance on this game because you're sitting here and you're like, come on, dude.
No, I didn't. Wait.
Look who the quarterback is.
Wait. You're confusing me thinking a game is important versus that dumbass tag you put on it. I'm just saying the tag is unnecessary. The win is important, though. You got to win games however you can get them. I don't care how it looks. I don't care who it's against.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep getting wins until you guys get back.
So who's supposed to make that happen?
We don't know who the quarterback is.
Okay, but what? Quarterback aside, you know what the options are.
I'm never here. So we can end this theory right now.
Yep.
Right? I'm always going to lean towards the players over the coach.
Okay.
A bad coach and good players can still win.
That's fair.
But a good coach and bad players can't.
That's not true.
Really? Okay.
Well, define win. Can they win games? Can they win can they get some out? Yeah, of course. We've seen coaches coach their way to outperform the talent they've had.
That's, I mean, okay. Yeah.
Could you win the Super Bowl? No, I'd rather take the better players than the good coach.
Okay. That's my point.
Okay. You don't think it looks good in that jersey, though? I mean, like, you know, a little looky-loo. I mean, it looks pretty sharp.
Wow.
Hey, I'm not.
You know what they say about Cam Ward, Frog Boy?
What do they say about him?
You tell me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thing you say about all the quarterbacks you like?
Mobile. Mobile, dude. But, you know, nonchalantly mobile. Mm. Not trying to do too much and, you know, made me injured.
You know, so. Cam was teasing us, you know? He was teasing yesterday because he was talking about Restrepo.
Oh!
And I was like, wow. Because they saying that we ain't even seen the best of Xavier Restrepo yet because we're doing things in practice. We haven't even gotten to pull off yet in the games. And I'm like, more to come, eh?
Wow.
Wow. I first heard of him and seen him when I watched the bowl game in December. So from that bowl game, I knew he was a dog. Like the plays that he make in the game, like he make crazier plays in practice. Hopefully we get the right situation this year, at least one play. Me and him we've been working on his throw. We hit it in practice a couple of times already. He made some crazy catches, and I just hope he can show y'all that crazy catch that he'll end up doing in the game.
They got a plan, crazy.
Wow, catch. You know that's a bag of tricks. You know,
say he made a crazy catch.
I'm saying though, like as a magician doesn't reveal all its tricks.
It's true.
You know,
yeah, tricks they're for kids.
You just can't like
silly rabbit, silly ribbit.
Okay,
why like. While we would be having a serious conversation, and then we go to Looney Tunes.
We weren't having serious. I mean, we were talking about a Cam Ward Dolphins Photoshop.
Ooh.
In fairness, and then we were talking about Cam Ward.
Man, it's a hell of a life to know. 1 week you can be loved, and the next week somebody else could be in your jersey.
Oh, I mean, listen, I'm just looking at the jersey. I'm like, wow. Wow, because Cam Ward is listen, we can't ignore that. He's been fun.
Yeah. No, not even questioning that.
Come on, man.
Listen, I hate in sports. If you say something positive about one person, or if you would prefer somebody else, it genuinely means, it has to mean that you don't like the other guy, right? I got nothing negative to say about Cam Ward. I just ain't ready to fold up shop like you guys all are about to.
I'm not folding up shop.
Yes, you are.
I'm not
folding
up shop.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I'm not folding up shop.
Yes, you are. You know what you did? Look, you holding hands with Tua and Cam Ward walked by and you look.
Wow.
That's what happened. That's just like that.
Folding.
Just
I can't like help. You're folding up shop.
Act like you were stretching. Oh, whoa.
I'm just sitting there. Come on. I'm just tuning in and watching some Canes football. That's all.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, dude. I've done origami with my shop. I am folding it up. Fall on the sword for Cam Ward.
Wow. Did you steal that?
Totally stole that. Totally stole that.
That is.
Tua, I'll give him. He can have the rest of this year. He can come back after IR. We'll give him one more shot. Then, you know, just go enjoy your life, dude. Mm. You've done enough. You've done enough. You can look back at your career and be like, hey, I won a national championship. I was one of the best quarterbacks in the league when I was healthy. Just go off into the sunset. Give us back some money. And we can, pay Cam Ward.
Wait. Give us.
Well, you know, it's going to be the nice thing to do after this.
Wait, so unfortunate. So wait. You think you're more inclined to get money back if you run him out of town?
This is a small donation. We're not asking for much.
How much? A small donation?
This is $28 million back, if possible. just a small little donation. Or run the ball more, because remember that was mobility. He was good.
Yeah, he's good.
He was extending play.
Although Cam's got to be thinking, I mean, if he comes to this offensive line, good luck, dude, because you got to be behind Eichenberg.
If we look at these shrimps, I'm not used to this. We got to start drafting Miami Hurricanes offensive linemen. That's something we haven't said.
First
Cam Ward, of course. Isn't it amazing, though?
You're not excited about tomorrow, though? Like, I'm just excited to see the kid put on a show.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. These Canes are ready to put on a show.
Yeah.
Different attitude, you know? Yep. The smell-a-fin.
The what?
The smell-a-fin.
The more I look at it,
I think it's
not the smell-a-fin.
You know, it's like calling something smelly poop.
What?
Mm. You don't have to say the smelly part. Elephants in general stink.
Yeah, but smell-a-fint, though? That's pretty good.
saying a smelly elephant is like saying smelly poop. We know.
No, I don't know what you're saying, dude. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Always disappointed in
Leroy.
That seems very fitting.
Take a break back after this.
On this one dedicated to the girl with the angel face on the devil heart. You know, Sir Ragamuffin Chuck, the most new car players come to you in the case. Step up, my youth! Hear this!
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM. Hey, our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We got a $250 gift card that you could win to see football and soon the Heat and Panthers. To enter, go to WQM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Marlins lose last night to the Twins. Hundy losses for the fish this year. Thursday Night Football back tonight. Giants hosting the Cowboys at 8:15. And we have the Miami Hurricanes on the field tomorrow against Virginia Tech. 7:30 is your kick there. So what is that, 3:30 for pregame tomorrow, Marcos?
Yes, sir. 3:30 pregame. Eric Metcalf was the answer on Good Morning Football's trivia.
Was he?
Yes. I don't know the question, but I just saw him flying down the sideline.
Did I believe it was, and I don't think it was famous returner who read the toes.
Correct. That was, yes. Yes, indeed.
That was. I think that's what the question was, dude.
That's what it was.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's what it
was. What's wrong with you two knuckleheads?
Oh, man. We're just having a little fun, baby. That's all. That is all. But yeah, excited for the Canes tomorrow for sure. Meesh Powell yesterday was speaking to the media. Of course, he bringing the belt to the ass after his interception this past week. He was, let me tell you something. The one thing that is interesting, right? You know, they always say with the Canes that, you know, you want that Miami swagger. But the Canes have brought in some swagger from that transfer portal.
Yep.
Because
yep.
some of these experienced guys have brought that. And Meesh Powell is no exception to that. But he was saying, Leroy, as a guy, you know, you don't have to brag. I mean, he did beat the Huskies last year. But as a guy who went all the way to the national title game last year, Meesh did, with Washington, he says he does see a lot of similarities with this team and the team that made the national title game last year. Here was the Canes DB.
I would probably say, you know, looking into a mirror, really, you know, I think there's a few little differences just because, you know, a different team. But in terms of, you know, the key things that, you know, national championship teams want to have, you want to have, you know, a player-led team. You know, that's one thing that we for sure have here is a player-led. You want to have a good culture and guys holding each other accountable. And, you know, you want guys to, you know, always exceed the standard every single week. You know, those are just a few things that we have that I could go like, you know, on and on about, you know, all the type of things that we have that for sure line up with, you know, last year's team. And, you know, I think overall that's just one of the reasons why I came here. You know, I could tell, I could feel that type of energy here, talking to Coach Cristobal, Coach Guidry before coming here. So that's why I knew, you know, this was the place for me to be.
That's Goosey's right there, dude.
Yeah.
Went through the journey last year.
Goosey's.
Came up short against those cheating Wolverines.
Cheating Wolverines.
And now he's getting another chance at redemption.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
That Washington team was good last year.
Yeah, I was just looking at it now. I was like, okay, what was? How did Washington make the NFL?
Penix, dude. They had Penix. They had weapons. Course, yeah. Yeah, dude. That team.
They had a Dunze.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah,
pretty good. Pretty good team.
They had even their other guy went in the first round, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. They were pretty loaded last year. So making the journey again, dude. Dave South says Tobin is Quiche Powell. I don't want a quiche.
Quiche.
Not a quiche guy.
What is quiche?
You haven't had the quiche I've made.
You've made quiche?
Yes, yeah, sir.
Quiche is like an egg thing, right? Isn't it like an egg pastry?
Yes. Yeah,
with meat in it?
Let me tell you something. Ugh. I'll lock and load one up for you. You're like, just like I told you, Marcos, you was going to like hot dogs.
No, a hot dog was good. But I wasn't, like, against hot dogs before. I just was like, man, it's just a...
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot dog. Then I learned what a real hot dog was. Quiche just looks like egg cake.
Nope.
Egg pie.
You know what my quiche has in it?
Omelet pie.
No. You know what my quiche has in it?
What?
You're not going to like it, Marcos. Shrimp, crab.
Oh, man. Marcos, I don't know how you don't like seafood, dude. Like, when he took us to Shuck and Jive.
Oh, yeah. Must be nice.
Shuck and Dive?
Shuck and Dive.
Shuck and Dive.
Yeah, watch out.
When he took that crawfish mac and cheese.
Crawfish mac and cheese? Just get normal mac and cheese.
Dude. Check this out. So I went. So I hadn't eaten here. You know how much I like Rustic Inn. And I hadn't eaten there in a while because after the pandemic, they kind of went, you know, they got a little Adele on their food.
Mailing it in.
So it was Mima's birthday. So we all, I said, you know what? Mima. I'm going to go ahead on and try it. Right? So I got the lobster fried Diablo. And then I saw they had like a clams kind of, assortment of things. You could just get it. And then they had Oyster Rockefeller, right? So Oyster Rockefeller is basically spinach, cheese, cream on top of it baked. So it's not raw oyster, it's baked. Let me tell you, you know how much I love the ones at Shuck and Dive. You gave them a little run for their money.
Really?
It was tasty.
Wow.
Gross.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't say that, it's dude.
Oysters baked.
You know, Leroy one time said he wasn't a coffee guy, and then he got into coffee. Maybe if you just give it a little looky-loo.
No, let me tell you why.
Give it a little looky-loo, you might like it.
Everyone
does. I was tricked into coffee because the girl in Vegas had her own little personal cart with all of the fixings on it. So, and we didn't have to go nowhere. It was free. I'm like,
free coffee?
Yeah. So dang. I was like, yeah, go ahead.
I'm liable give me to get hooked up.
I told her, I say, hook me up with the wake up special. Cause you know, Vegas.
Bought my son some, trying to see what he likes. Frozen, breaded shrimp. And
what?
As I'm like cutting it up, feeding it to him after I air fried it or whatever.
You sound like you got a frog in your throat right now.
Right now?
Yeah. Oh, clear that puppy up.
First of all, Marcos.
Yeah.
My kid's first experience with seafood ain't going to be frozen seafood.
Well.
It's going to be the good stuff.
I mean, baby steps for Frog Boy's family.
Yeah, but sometimes when you freeze it, and then cook it, it don't have the same.
So you gave him frozen shrimp and you were what, disgusted by it?
So the problem was I forgot and I'm like licking my fingers after trying to get some crumbs off. And I'm like,
So you're saying.
So you were whining more than him. Yeah, then he looked up at you and said, stop being a baby.
Yeah.
No, but when I gave him calamari and the squid came away from the ring, he's like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah,
oh, was not a fan
you
of
are a child.
Wait, do you guys like onion rings?
Yeah.
I don't like
onions. All right. It's not like it's a change up, it ain't a fastball.
Yeah. I'll eat it, but I'm not gonna order it. Burger King accidentally gets one in my fries. Sure, I'll have one. I'll take it.
Oh, man. We'll mix it on. Speaking of mixing up orders, we mix it on up coming up next.
Go. Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Hey, if you guys want to go see the Deftones, the North American tour is coming to Amarant Bank Arena in March. And JFig's giving away her tickets. Keep on listening for details on how you can win. It's a Live Nation show, pony. Let's mix it on up, dude.
Let's do it.
What do you got today for us, Froggy?
Well, it was a topic of conversation yesterday for us. The Miami Hurricane swagger is back.
Yeah.
They're taunting.
Ooh.
They're telling people where we're going to run the ball.
They're right there. Stop it.
Cam Ward explains how he gets under opponents' skin with taunting. This is the future Miami Dolphins quarterback.
I don't know. It was just fun. I mean, I'd probably say South Florida is probably like the first team who like actually came out and like was like very physical with us. Like, that's the brand of football that we pride ourselves on. That's the brand of football that we want to be. And you know, South Florida being at home, they want to win the game. And, you know, they came out ready to hit. And I mean, you know, it's football at the end of the day. And you know, after the game, we dap it up. But you know, in between those lines, it's war.
Man, tough break for you Gators.
Oh, yeah, right? Completely called them out.
Wow.
Not surprised.
Not at all. It's good.
It is good. It's actually, one may say, It's great.
It's enjoyable. Hell of a show. Can't wait for tomorrow night.
Can't talk about it, though. Don't talk about it. We're not there.
We're not saying it. We're just thinking it. Canes Hokies tomorrow night. ACC play. What else you got, Marcos?
Our mixed bag has been very football heavy.
Yeah.
As of recent. And that won't change today necessarily, but I do want to offer a change of pace, if you will.
Okay.
You guys familiar with Shaquille O'Neal's podcast?
The big podcast.
The big podcast, indeed. Seems like everyone has podcasts nowadays.
Yep.
Shaq's in the game now. Recently, he had Draymond Green on. And he had some reasoning as to why he feels Kobe Bryant sometimes gets left out of the GOAT conversation.
What?
Hear Draymond's reasoning and tell me if you agree.
A guy deserves to be in that conversation.
Kobe?
Yes.
For sure. 100%.
So how come he's not all the time?
Here's why I think he's not. Number one, he played with you and people hold that against him. Number two, Kobe kind of fell in a weird time. And what I mean by that is Mike left the league. When Mike left the league, y'all were dominating. And then when you left the Lakers, they had a few rough years. Wasn't great. They didn't have great roster. It wasn't great. While it wasn't going great, there was a young guy in Cleveland starting to make his hay. And so in the years where Kobe could have been dominating, which he was from a number standpoint, but they weren't winning on, in those years, Bron was making his hay and starting to make his name. And is he the best player? And I think the amount of time that it was a consensus that Kobe was the number one in the league, like the top guy. I don't think it was long enough for everybody to say, like, to put him in that conversation, because Bron then came and put his name in the conversation.
Okay, dude.
Oh, a lot to unpack there for you, huh?
All right. First of all,
yeah.
I say this with great respect, okay?
Because
it's obviously Kobe Bryant losing one of our great athletes of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Mm?
If there's one thing Kobe Bryant is not lacking,
yeah,
it's praise from the basketball world.
Okay.
That there's been so much Kobe love from this generation.
Yeah.
I think he gets plenty of the respect that is in the appropriate level of hierarchy.
Yeah.
I mean, do you disagree with that, Leroy?
No, I get it. For somebody to say, why isn't Kobe mentioned? I mean, think about it. First of all, when you think of all the top 5 to 10 players, or however many you want to name, you go through a long stretch of those guys before you repeat positions. And when the greatest did the same thing you did in Jordan, they're going to make sure they keep him far away from you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas every other guy, like Shaq, Shaq's had other centers. But not that big, not that athletic early in his career, not that dominant. And so from that standpoint, that's why Kobe doesn't get mentioned with the Jordans and the LeBrons.
Yeah.
Because he was like Jordan.
And also, he was very clearly the second best player on his three-peat team.
Right.
It was Shaq's team. Like, that's okay. He got his. He did. But, like, Shaq left. And, hey, guys, you missed a big part of that. And what happened when Shaq left? He won another one with Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
Like, what? I don't know, man. We don't have to say everybody gets disrespected in the GOAT talk.
And we don't. And that's the thing. Do you have to be numbered at a certain place to be an all-time great? Nobody's ever disputed whether Kobe's all-time great.
Nobody.
Just because you don't mention him with Jordan.
Hey, how come we never, you know, you want to know who gets disrespect? Tim Duncan. Did anybody talk about Tim Duncan in the GOAT talk? No.
Wow.
Any kids want to act like him? No, I haven't heard one kid come out of the draft and say they love the big fundamental.
Ah.
Not one. Everybody wants to be Kobe. Jaime loves Kobe. Bam loves Kobe. Tyler loves Kobe. Everybody loves Kobe. No,
nobody says I want to be Tim Duncan.
Nobody says they want to be Tim Duncan, dude. I didn't hear. Didn't Kalel Ware? I don't know. Maybe I don't remember what Kalel Ware said, but I know it wasn't Tim Duncan.
This is interesting. How long have you hated Kobe?
I don't. Well, I have a complex. I have a complex relationship with Kobe.
Let me explain something to you, Frog Boy. Yeah. That's what I get when I say anything about any player that Tobin likes.
See, I do have a complex thing with Kobe because I think at D-Wade's best, I think he was better than Kobe. I think he was. Now, D-Wade won't say that. Everybody will say, you know.
No way.
I'm just saying. What do you mean, no way?
D-Wade's. No.
Can I just say this?
Three-point shooting. That's it.
Let me say this. They are two different.
Very similar, actually.
To compare them. But D-Wade did it a different way, and sometimes that's hard to compare.
It is, right? But
what makes you great is your ability to do what you want, no matter what the circumstances are.
I think that
and
even
D-Wade could do that.
I think D-Wade at the peak of his powers before injuries caught up. Like, you know, it doesn't have the longevity of Kobe. I think D-Wade would probably admit that Kobe was more of a – Kobe was more of a – go ahead.
Being greater for longer matters.
Yeah, it does.
Part of it.
I think that's fair, and I think that D Wade probably admit that Kobe was more of a maniac worker than he was, you know. But dude, I mean, just like, come on, the way that the thing is that those guys at their points, right, when D Wade was flash and up to like 09, 10, 11, like, man,
I do think Kobe stole unstoppable. An MVP from him. Was it the 09 year, I think?
That went to LeBron.
Oh, LeBron stole.
But yeah, D-Wade wasn't even in that conversation, which was a joke, because I think Kobe finished second, and D-Wade should have won MVP that year. He was the best player on the planet.
Easily. That's a crazy Wade no one talks about. Bald Wade in the Olympics? Woo! That was a good year.
But like, to say he doesn't get the respect he deserves, like that's a crazy that is just not true.
You might as well walk around in the Celtics jersey the way you're talking over here.
I don't understand. Why can't I? Oh, by the way, another one. I mean, who does Jason Tatum? My God, we get Tatum. We know you love Kobe.
He texted him again, actually.
I mean, like, Jason Tatum's like, Kobe, 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 Kobe. I get it.
He even kissed the trophy like Kobe and then put it on his back.
He did do that. He got a tattoo of himself kissing the trophy.
Gross.
Schmeathan says, I can't believe Tobin would speak ill of the dead like this. Show some respect. I said, bastard, that's what I said on the front end.
No. Hey, so let's remember
this. Show some respect.
The next time you go off on me like this,
yep.
I want you to remember this. Because this is how you get me all the time, right? Oh, you just don't like him. Oh, you hate. Why do you hate the teams down here? So now you're experiencing it. So remember the next time we have one of these conversations, I want you to remember this.
I won't learn my lesson.
Look, just don't bring up religion, politics, or Kobe around.
What do you mean?
Do you understand? If we had to mark the tape, of all the crazy things that you've said and done, there wouldn't be any room on the server.
Hmm.
You in fact have conversations knowing that there's no room to record your nonsense.
What else you got, Frog Boy?
From one player you hated in Kobe to a player that Leroy hates in Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, he hates Aaron Rodgers.
I don't
Rodgers.
Hate Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
Aaron
you Rodgers. Hate Aaron Rodgers.
Hates him.
Dude. Never Have I Ever is a game people play sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if I were to play it in this situation, one thing I would have never expected is for Aaron Rodgers to describe playing quarterback as the Jets, his biggest issue being handling success.
I go back to this quote a lot, but Mike McCarthy said our biggest Our biggest struggle is going to be handling success back in 2006 in Green Bay. And there's a lot to that. I think, you know, when it's easier when you kind of get kicked in the teeth to kind of come together. It's us against the world. It's us against the big bad media who's saying how bad we are. You know, we can kind of come together. But can you still come together and have the same approach when everybody's kind of starting to sing your praises a little bit? I think that's the mark of a great team, is can you handle the success part with the same focus, the same mentality, the same mindset, the same energy when you're starting to get on a little bit of a roll.
Yep. All right, calm down, dude. You guys beat the Pats.
Woo-hoo! My boy.
You're a week removed from saying we have to relax like it's the flamenco or something like that.
Okay.
No.
From another random trip to Guatemala.
Oh, man.
Love that. Handling success.
You know, speaking of goats.
Oh.
The Heat point guard goat came out yesterday and said something.
Wow.
And I didn't like it.
What did Goran Dragic say?
It wasn't Goran.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't Goran.
All right.
That's another one Leroy got mad at me over. But it is closer than you think.
Okay.
No, it's not.
It's closer than you think.
No, it's
not. Tim Hardaway.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Okay.
Had some things to say about Heat drama.
Oh, no.
And I don't like it. That's next.
Ooh.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.